You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 13, Episode 6 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on social issues. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about racism. Let's get started. Racism can take different forms and can exist in varying degrees depending on where you are and who you're around and the situations that exist. A milder form of racism may simply mean that one person views his own race as superior to other races, or it could be that he singles out one race and views that as being inferior, that race as being inferior. And more extreme forms of racism can include hostility and even violence against others based on their race. To an extreme, even more extreme of this, you can even have genocide that could be done in a nation where you have a race that is singled out in order to be basically their population wiped out. But you have this that exists in different forms and different degrees throughout the world and has for a long time. Those who try to defend racism will often cite common prejudices or negative stereotypes as the basis for looking down on a particular race, especially when you're talking to someone who has maybe racist tendencies. And they'll use personal anecdotes that something that's happened to them that they will use to support their racist ideas and their racist arguments. They had a negative experience with one person of a certain race, and so they use that negative experience to portray everyone of that race in the same light. Some will even use the Bible, or more accurately, they will misuse the Bible to argue in favor of racism. One example of this is over in Genesis chapter 9, at the end of that chapter, where you have people who have used the Bible, and even in this country, in the history, especially when you had slavery that was being practiced and defended, you had people who were religious people, and they were using or trying to use the Bible to defend this concept of slavery that was being practiced in this country, where you had one race that was viewed as inferior, as being less than human. And so they were treatment as slaves that was justified because, well, they're not like everyone else. That was the argument. They used the Bible or tried to use the Bible to defend this. And in Genesis chapter 9, you have Noah after the flood. We won't read all of these verses, but after the flood, Noah planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine that was produced from the vineyard, became drunk, and was uncovered in his tent. And it says in Genesis 9:22, Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Now his two brothers, they went in, were careful not to look on their father, and they covered him up. And Noah, when he woke up, he knew what his youngest son had done to him. The scriptures are not specific as far as what this was, what his younger son did, or how he found out. But whatever reason, however it happened, whatever happened on this occasion, Noah pronounced a curse. And people will have used this passage to say, well, see, Ham, he was the one who did this. He was cursed. And the sign of the curse is that you have the darker skin. And so that's the sign of the curse. And so that's just, that proves that blacks are inferior to other races. People have used this argument. The problem with that is that is not what this passage is teaching. Notice what the curse is. Verse 25, he doesn't say cursed be Ham. He said cursed be Canaan. Who was Canaan? He was the son of Ham. Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants he shall be to his brothers. He also said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. A couple things that we see here. It does not say that all of the descendants of Ham were going to be cursed. It mentions one son, and his descendants would be in this, under this scope of what Noah is talking about here. And it's interesting that his name is Canaan. And you look in the history of the Bible and you see the dealings with God's people, the Israelites, and the people of Canaan. And also, it doesn't say anything in here about the color of anyone's skin or some skin color or a change of skin color or a significance of someone's skin color being a sign of some type of curse. It's not anywhere in here in this. And so people have tried to use the Bible to support what they want to hold on to as these ideas, these racist ideas that say that, well, the race that I belong to is better than other races or this one race or this race over here, that they are inferior to others. Well, that's not what the Bible is teaching. And we're going to look at some Bible passages here in just a couple of minutes. But in this series, what we've been doing is looking at different statistics about the problems that we've been talking about. Statistics about abortion, about homosexuality, about all of these different things that we've talked about so far, and we're going to continue doing that. And when I was researching for this, or really for the Bible class that I was conducting, that is the where these lessons in this podcast are coming from, when I was researching for this and trying to look for statistics about racism, I found that it's very hard to find reliable and unbiased statistics that explain the extent of the problem of racism in our country. And I think the reason for that is that you have studies that are published or things that are put out there that appear to have the intent of either exaggerating the problem of racism, where they cite statistics to say they prove racism that really have nothing to do with racism. They have more to do with poverty or urban areas or things like that, and not about racism. And then you have others who claim that racism is virtually non-existent, which is also not true. Can't say that there's no racism. There is racism that exists in our society. And so it seems, in my opinion, it seems that the most reliable statistics are those that have to do with the perception of racism, which is also important. It's also important to note that. And in 2017, there was a study done that said that 58% found that 58% of Americans viewed racism as, quote, a big problem in our society. And so 58%, over half, almost 60%, said that racism was a big problem. But if you break down that number between those who are of different races, 81% of blacks said racism is a big problem compared to just 52% of whites. So there is something going on there. There is this perception of racism. And you can say that, well, you know, one side is just not seeing the problem or this other side is just exaggerating the problem. Throw all of that out. What we're talking about here is that there is a perceived problem. And we can spend all day and never settle which is the more accurate number. And that's really not what we're going to try to do here in this episode, on this podcast. We're not trying to figure that out. But really, what we want to see is that this is, number one, a problem. And regardless of how much we see it as a problem, and it could be that, well, maybe in my experience, I haven't seen it as much as maybe some other people have, and so maybe I think that it doesn't really exist as much. The perception of racism is something that is real and needs to be taken into account. And so regardless of our personal opinions about how bad this problem is, we need to understand that it is a problem. And so because of that, and because people may view it differently than we do as far as this perception, we need to understand that we need to make sure that we understand what the Bible teaches on this and not just dismiss it altogether and say, well, you know, I don't think this is a problem. Let's look at what the Bible says about this. When we think about the problem of racism, why is it a problem? Why is it something that needs to be addressed? And why do we need to look to not Genesis 9 and say, well, look, you have one race that's being cursed? No, that's not what that passage is teaching. What is the Bible teaching about this? Four basic points I want us to notice about what the Bible teaches regarding racism. Number one, we can go back even further in Genesis to Genesis chapter 1, is that all men are made in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God in the beginning made man in the image of God. And you go to the New Testament, over in Acts chapter 17. So number one, we see God made man in his image. And then number two, second point we need to notice is that all men are descended from one man. Acts chapter 17 and verse 26, Paul is in Athens, and he is on Mars Hill, where he was taken there by the philosophers to appear before them. They wanted to find out what he was teaching, wanted to learn more about what he had to say. And so he talked to them about the unknown God, the God that they did not know. They had an altar to an unknown God, and so he talked to them about the God that they didn't know, the true God, the God who made heavens and the earth. And he says in Acts 17 and verse 26 that this God, he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation. From one man, all of the nations were made. All of the different peoples, all of the races, all the ethnicities, everyone that was made, everyone that lives, is descended from one man. All descended from Adam. And so it was this race is inferior to this race, or my race is superior to the other races. You're descended from Adam. Just like those other ones that you want to look down on, you are all descended from Adam. All of us have descended from one man. God made from one man every nation to live on the face of the earth. And then the third point that we need to remember is that Peter explained to Cornelius and his household in Acts chapter 10 that God does not show partiality. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Opening his mouth, Peter said, I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. Every nation, if they will fear God and obey him, they're welcome to him. It doesn't say in every nation, unless they have a certain skin color, or in most nations, then God will welcome them. Every nation, everyone of every nation who fears God and does what is right is welcome to him. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28, on this point about God not showing partiality, the fact that God will bring all people together, that we can all be in Christ, that we can all be saved, Jews and Gentiles, and all of us of every race, of every nation, all of us can be saved. All of us can be forgiven by God. All of us can be in Christ. Not just in Christ, but Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. It's not that all of you are in Christ, but some of you are still better than others. All of you are one in Christ Jesus. There is an equality that exists between those of every nation who fears him and does what is right. They are in Christ as they come to him, as they obey him. As this passage talks about, they are sons of God through faith in verse 26. They are baptized into Christ and clothe themselves with Christ in verse 27. All those who do that, they are one in Christ. Probably the most well-known verse in the Bible, John 3:16, says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. God didn't love just some people, but all people, the world, and not just some people who would believe in him would have eternal life, but whoever, again, from every nation, those who would fear him and do what is right, they are the ones who are welcome to him. And then the final point, over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 12, a very simple point for us as far as what our attitude needs to be. 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 12, and may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you. We are to show love for all men. That's not qualified. That's not say, well, you know, unless they belong to this one race and then they're inferior and, well, they have the curse of Ham on them. And no, all people. Abound in love for one another and for all people. As Christians, we have to show love for all men because God showed love for all men by sending Christ to die on the cross. And so the bottom line, when we think about all of this and we think about this issue, we need to remember that all men are made in the image of God. Jesus died to make salvation available to everyone. And so because of that, if we're going to follow God, if we're going to be like him, if we're going to follow the example of Christ, we need to see all men as equals and not look down on someone because of his or her race. That's not what a Christian should do, not what a Christian can do. We have to put away this problem of racism from ourselves. If we are still holding on to that, we have to put it away and we have to teach others that this has no place in the body of Christ. It has no place in society because we are all made from God. He made from one nation, all people. God loves everyone. God wants everyone to be saved. And we should have that same love and desire for salvation for everyone, just the same as God had for us.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
If you're not yet on the Plain Bible Teaching email list, I want to invite you to go to www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe to sign up. When you sign up, you'll receive each week the free Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. It comes out every Friday, going to your email inbox, plus additional materials sent out most of the time about once a month. When you subscribe, you'll receive immediately 3 free PDFs, and these change from time to time. Currently, the PDFs that are available when you sign up are Plain Bible Teaching on Sin, a collection of articles dealing with that topic, the latest issue of the Plain Bible Teaching Quarterly Review, which comes out every quarter, has the new articles that were published on the website. You can get the most recent issue of that, and a free ebook of a recent series, the most recent series that we've run on the site, Identifying the Lord's Church. So if you want to get these free resources and be on the list to receive the weekly newsletters and other materials, go to www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe and sign up for the email list there. Next week, we're going to be talking about drug abuse. Until then, I hope you have a great week.